Today, the church celebrates Saturday after Ash Wednesday, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 5, verses 27 to 32. Jesus saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And leaving everything behind, he got up and followed him. Then Levi gave a great banquet for him in his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were at table with them. The Pharisees and their scribes complained to his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus said to them in reply, "Those who are healthy do not need a physician, but the sick do. I have not come to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners." In today's gospel passage, the scribes and the Pharisees ask why Jesus eats with tax collectors and sinners. For them, eating with tax collectors and sinners was to risk being contaminated by them. For them, it was better to keep oneself separate from such people in order to preserve one's own moral health. But Jesus wasn't concerned about that. Rather than the sin of others infecting him, he knew that his goodness, the goodness of the Father in him, would infect or transform them. The Lord is never reduced by our failings. Rather, we are always enriched by his holiness. That's why the Lord doesn't separate himself from us, even when we might be tempted to separate ourselves from him because of what we have done or what we have failed to do. The Lord is always ready to sit with us, to break bread with us, to enter into communion with us, so that in our weakness we might draw from his strength, and in our many failings we might draw from his goodness and his love.